sisters, and shalom to you. I am Boris, along with
Tanya. Shalom.
And welcome to Health is Wealth, brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, restoring the identity of the original Hebrew man, one sleep mind at a time, so that we can come back to our culture, which will bring us back to our God, back to our laws, back to our way of life, which is definitely a healthy way of life. Health is wealth, folks, today. We're just here to help each other get through this thing, called life. And shout out to all of your immune systems that God gave you, the Most High. They've been doing a pretty good job so far. They don't need no sticky stick. And my Most High, the Most High that I serve, he's awesome, and he puts together supreme packages. When he made man, gave him everything he needed. And when he was deficient in certain areas, he gave him the sunshine to enhance his vitamin D. And he gave us things that come out of the ground to restore that has been deplenished inside of our bodies due to the hazards and effects of industrialization, of society, pollution, process. Sugar, refined, things non-carbon, with no carbon in it, things that destroy our body, making the mistake of eating the wrong foods that are against the dietary laws, that don't even minister to our bodies or coincide with a healthy regimen, because these unhealthy foods were put here to do other jobs. They're not food, as a matter of fact, so forgive me. Pork is not food. Pork was put here to be the garbage disposer of the earth and eat the dead carcasses, eat the waste and the refuse. And it doesn't even sweat. Okay, it's a very toxic animal. As a matter of fact, on pig farms, the handlers will put on full hazmat suits just to deal with the meat that they send to your market. That should tell you something right there. Brothers and sisters, that's why it's time to come back to who we are as a people, understand your culture, and let the food be indicative as well of the culture and your health. Us being born originally in warmer climates, there are certain things that we should be eating. Like I remember Dr. Seavey would talk about this, certain grains like quinoa, and something that's really powerful right now that people are using, moringa. There's a plethora of moringa throughout Africa and the warm regions and climates, and now everybody's discovering it. These are things we have to learn about our culture and what's in the area that we should be eating, even in these cold climates. And I want to say this. I'm going to give it to Tanya. She's going to go over the herbs for the day. But as we prepare to move into the cold climates, please get your zinc and your vitamin D3 and stock up. I don't want you getting depressed, because enough is going to happen in this world with people dropping dead from we know what. And there is going to be a blitz. I'm going to play some videos for you at the end of the show. But I don't want you getting depressed. I want you to maintain your spirituality, stay close to the Most High, Ahaya, and follow his statutes, laws, and commandments, and eat right, take care of your family. Don't panic. Don't have fear, because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. All right, let's get into it. I'll turn it over to Tanya to go over some of the things that she has that she wants to share today.
Yes, good evening, everyone. There's about five herbs that I would like to share with you, and some of which will probably, most of them you're familiar with, but these are excellent for pain, arthritis pain, and migraine. And I've experienced both, so I know that these do work. It takes a little time, 4 weeks, for some sooner, but they do work. The first one is rosemary, the actual spice herb rosemary. You can find it in the tea, rosemary leaves, essential oil. It's good for reducing the inflammation, and it's good for memory loss. It's a rich source of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds, which are thought to help to boost the immune system and improve blood circulation. Rosemary is considered a cognitive stimulant, and it can help improve memory, performance, and quality. It's also known to boost the alertness, okay, for intelligence and focus.
Let me comment on that right now. That's very powerful. There is this increase of dementia and Alzheimer's all around us. I can't point my finger to where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. But rosemary, to hear about that, that's something. I don't know what this Prevagen stuff is. I don't see it working. Given it, people normally go grab the Prevagen when it's too late because they're already having rapid mental decline. So this rosemary is very powerful. I would suggest you get on that along with using coconut oils, chilling from the saturated fats, and also ginkgo biloba.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one that we talk about a lot. So get on top of that now. The earlier, the better, because you know, most people wait until they start forgetting things to try and take this stuff. No, it's, you know, you got to be.
That's when it's too late.
Right.
Right, right. Okay, well, that was rosemary. The next one is white willow bark. And, oh, and it's from, the origin is Bulgaria and Poland, okay? White willow bark. Also, just to backtrack just a sec, rosemary, the origin is Spain and Turkey, okay? On to white willow bark. So it's a tree. It's a natural painkiller. Okay, it's used to treat pain, flus, aches, and things like that. White willow bark, you can basically cut it off of a tree, but you have to pick the correct tree. They come in different types, but white willow bark is actually a aspirin is a derivative of white willow bark. So that's how powerful it is. The bark of several varieties of the tree, there's different varieties of trees. It's been used for centuries as a pain reliever. The active ingredient in the medicine is made from willow bark. It's called salicin. Some people use willow bark as an alternative to aspirin, particularly those that have experienced chronic headaches and back pain. Willow bark is used in some products to aid weight loss, so that's a plus. Lastly, for willow bark, it comes from the branches of the 2 to 3 year old willow trees. Willow trees and shrubs grow all over the world, except for Australia and Antarctica. The white willow and black willow are two of the most common willows that are used medicinally. Quick note, side effects. When taken in moderation, willow bark does not appear to have negative side effects. With salicin in willow bark converts to salicylic acid. That's the key. Some believe that this makes it gentler on your stomach than lab-created aspirin, okay? Too much willow bark, however, can cause stomach and cramping and bleeding. Okay, so that was willow, white willow bark. Feverfew leaf, that's our next herb that's good for pain and migraines. I take this. I take it in a tonic, and it's excellent. The origin is in the United States, so it's from the United States. Basically, feverfew is believed to have a pain-killing and anti-inflammatory property. It's been suggested that it reduces the release of inflammatory substance, serotonin, from your blood cells, and it slows down the production of a chemical transmitter in your body called histamine. So that was feverfew. It's excellent. I also want to note that it has calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, silicone, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, and vitamin C. That's feverfew. So the main uses are for headaches and migraines and arthritis. This herb has undergone extensive scientific investigation. 70% of the patients in these studies report fewer attacks of migraines and less painful attacks. Researchers believe that feverfew presents a spasm of blood cells in the head that triggers the migraines, and that's key. Okay, next one is turmeric, which is very popular and growing real fast. Turmeric is the spice that gives curry its yellow color. It has been used in India for thousands of years as both a spice and medicinal herb. Recently, science has started to back up traditional claims that turmeric contains compounds with medicinal properties. And of course, the origin of turmeric or turmeric is India. And let's see, there's several things I just want to run by you all really quick. So turmeric contains bioactive compounds with medicinal properties. Curcumin is a natural anti-inflammatory compound, okay? Number three, turmeric can increase the antioxidant capacity of the body. It can also boost brain-derived neuropathic factor. And also, it may lower your risk of heart disease. Okay, on to ginger, which is the last herb. The origin is Indonesia and China. And ginger has been around a very long time. It's very popular. So I'm just going to briefly go over some of my research. Ginger is a flowering plant. It is a root that's often used for cooking. Its sharp, distinct flavor is unmistakable, and many people appreciate its aromatic taste. In addition to its culinary uses, it has served as folk medicine for centuries. Ginger has an anti-inflammatory, key word, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and anti-cancer properties. Because of this, it's thought to boost your overall immunity. And for people with arthritis, it's an anti-inflammatory. Its properties, anti-inflammatory properties, are of a particular benefit. So, yeah, it contains these great anti-inflammatory compounds that function in the same way as COX-2 inhibitors. COX-2 inhibitors are drugs used to treat pain and inflammation. So this is a great herb to treat migraine, arthritis, other anti-inflammatory diseases or disease processes in the body. And that's all I have.
Going back to turmeric, it's been purported that turmeric is more beneficial and the potency of the herb is realized when you cook it. And that's why you'll receive more of the benefits of turmeric when you use it in your cooking. Cardiovascular rates of most Pakistanis, Indonesians, people in India that eat a lot of curry, it's very low because they use curry every day. So we actually will mix turmeric into, you know, various dishes, and that's how you'll receive more of the benefits of curry. And I think, did you mention that white willow bark is where they get aspirin from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yep, absolutely.
So if you drink some of that every day, you can kind of cut down your pain, because I got to remind you folks that ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, all bad for your internal lungs. And over time, can cause sepsis, your organs being destroyed. And I know that when you get older and arthritis kicks in, that it's tough to not have pain pills. Mm-hmm. And so you start to increase your intake. So it's like you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. You get into a bad situation. So I speak to you who are active and don't have a lot of pain to try and go to these alternative methods. And those of you who are young, stop looking for the quick fix so you can hit the party. Deal with your headache or whatever. Find out what the cause is, what the food is, what's deficient in your body. And you know, there are options out there. Arnica, white willow bark, garlic, ginger, turmeric, and things for your joints. But you got to start early and be good to yourself. Maybe you can get this bentonite clay. A lot of our joint problems come from parasites that you've gotten from eating pork and a lot of sushi, raw fish. And these parasites like to hide inside your joints and cause arthritis. And I think it's going to be important going forward that you introduce bentonite clay into your body, because not only does it fight against the radiation, 5G, but it also will deal with parasites. And it's starting to come out that some of these sticky sticks have parasites inside of them that are alive, eggs, hatching, and they feast off of the graphene. So people, we're going to have to be a lot more wiser about what we're doing, because we are in a stupor, tribulatory times. And we gotta get on top of it. We have to get on top of it. So we'll talk about that once, if you find it at the end. I want to play some clips for you. And let me say this, too. I forgot to say this. We're not doctors, not FDA employees that are snitching for Project Veritas. We're not certified. We just have information, and we're passing it on. Try it at your discretion. Use. If it works, it works for you. But it does work. Let me say this about herbs. It's a spiritual thing. You have to want to be one with your creator and be patient and be spiritual. It's not a quick fix. This is for healing, long-term.
Yeah.
Long-term herbal health, the holistic life. And for it to have its maximum effect, you must obey the laws of the creator. When you are obeying the laws of the creator, you will get the optimal benefits from these herbs. When you're walking as one with him, in sync with him, keeping his laws, not your church's laws, not your religion's laws, but his laws.
And we know this from personal experience. All of these herbs, we work with them. We use them.
You will glow and you will shine and people will see a difference. Let me play this first video. This is pretty good. This young man did a 2-minute video on why people within our community are not messing with your sticky stick.
Dear white liberals, 28% of black Americans aged 18 to 44 years old are vaccinated in New York, meaning the vaccine passports deny over 72% of the black community their services. Since you think voter ID is racist, you must surely think that vaccine passports are as well. But you don't. Instead, you want to demonize everyone who refuses the COVID-19 vaccine. So let me tell you exactly why the black community is the most resistant to this vaccine. Let's go back to a time when the government decided that blacks would be used as guinea pigs without their knowledge. From 1932 to 1972, the government conducted the infamous Tuskegee experiment on black men in an attempt to understand the effects of syphilis. Participants were told that they were being treated for bad blood. We were lied to. From 1965 to 1966, the government conducted experiments on prisoners, the majority of them being black, to understand the effects of Agent Orange. Prisoners were told that this was simply dermatology research. We were lied to. From 1960 to 1971, the government conducted Cold War radiation experiments on poor black cancer patients in an attempt to gain an understanding on how much radiation the human body could take. Patients were told that this would help cure their cancer. Once again, we were lied to. The list of atrocities and deceit goes on. Yet, white liberals seem to think that they know what's best for us. The truth is, black Americans have authority over our own bodies, not you. We're tired of being controlled, manipulated, and lied to. The bottom line is this. We truly won't know the effects of this vaccine for at least a few years. After all that we've been through, we are allowed to be skeptical. So my question to you, white liberals, is why are you applauding forced vaccinations on those who don't trust it? On those who come from a lineage of trauma due to dark history? I thought Black Lives Matter.
Huh. Excellent article. You had something you wanted to read?
Yes, well, bentonite clay has multi-uses. Basically, bentonite clay, it has many nutrients. This impressive assortment of minerals includes calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, manganese, and silica, which is as well as trace elements, those appearing in tiny amounts. So the clay, we take it to as a just to clean out the body. You can also use it on acne for your skin as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's multi uses for this wonderful bentonite clay. It has been used for open wounds, animal and poisonous insect bites, acne, eczema, rashes, bone and muscle damage, carpal tunnel, bacterial infections, rejuvenating skin, and deep cleansing of pores. It also has been beneficial to place clay packs over internal organs. Also, studies have found to absorb these toxins and others. Okay, so that's what the clay does. It absorbs the toxins. In fact, some people even eat small amounts of calcium bentonite clay as a way to clean the body of these harmful elements.
Right.
So if you feel you need to detox, or you're maybe you've been poisoning, food poisoning, this is a great way to go. Of course, if you have a bunch of acne and rashes and things of that nature.
So it's good for mental illness, prostate conditions, constipation, diarrhea, colitis, anemia, obesity.
Radiation sickness
after you come back from even just having radiation for dental work, medical work. MRIs, things like that. This will make you sick, even from cancer, radiation, chemo, and all these things. Premature aging and circulatory problems.
All those things are some of the benefits.
Multi-uses.
Yes, especially for the parasites, since we were talking about it. So that's some good stuff you get started on.
Bentonite clay.
You can always email us and reach out. I got an article I want to read. This just came out today, and this ties in with the sticky stick. I like to throw this stuff in. You know, most people think it's just health as well. And then they turn it on and they hear me plan some of the stuff that they're censoring and banning. Because I'm trying to get the information out. Listen to this. October 13th, 2021, the White House refers to vaccinated as marked people. Jen Psaki. You can find this at henrymakow.com. You can find that. There, vaccinated people are referred to as marked people. On September 10th, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki referred to the vaccinated as marked people. What was she referring to, the mark of the beast from the Book of Revelations? What is the sinister hidden agenda behind the demand that everyone get the jab for a pandemic with a 0.15% death rate or lose their job and be excluded from society? Does the vaccine kill the soul? Does it contain a barcode? Is it designed to maim and depopulate? Time will reveal the truth. Hal Turner wrote this article, and he said, the White House streamed this press conference live on the internet. Much of that press briefing dealt with the president's earlier announcement that he was going to mandate companies with 100 employees or more require those employees to be vaccinated against C-19. This mandate puts people in a position of either accepting experimental gene therapy into their bodies or losing their livelihood. It is coercion and extortion. In the time since that announcement, more and more efforts have been put forth both in the USA and overseas to force people to get the sticky stick. In Canada, for instance, Quebec authorities not only demand healthcare workers get the job, if they refuse, they will not simply be fired from their jobs. Their health care license will be revoked, so they can't go work somewhere else. The level of push to take this gene modification is so strident, and the refusal to take it is so widespread that draconian intimidation, coercion, and extortion to take gene modification now seem the norm. The reasons for many people to reject the jab are valid. It causes blood clots, plane crashes, pilots drop a dip, which begets strokes, heart attacks, and many recipients. Over 14,000 Americans have already died within days of just taking the jab. That's a low number. That's false. Some die within minutes. That's true. That's why they make you sit there for 15 minutes after the stick. In younger people, the jab has caused myocarditis, which is swelling of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, swelling of the sac around the heart. Statistically, young persons who suffer myocarditis have a 20% mortality rate within 1 year and a 15% mortality rate within 5 years. Put simply, half of them will die. Of about 9 million such young people who took the stick, 360,000 came down with myocarditis. Statistically, half of them, 180,000, will be gone within a few years. Yet the powers that be continue the push to give this stick to more and more people. Early on in this so-called C-19 vaccine distribution, it became known that the so-called stick did not contain the typical contents of a typical vac. Usually a vac contains a small amount of the actual virus because they have not isolated this particular virus, either live or attenuated, to make it weaker. The C-vacs don't. Usually vax will contain recombinant DNA versions of the virus, where a real virus has its guts genetically replaced with yeast, so the outside of the virus retains its appearance, but the insides are harmless yeast. This one does not contain neither. Most of these new ones contain messenger RNA, one of the most basic messengers of the DNA building blocks of the human body. DNA tells RNA what to do. The RNA then tells all the cells in our body what to do. Strangely, though, RNA has the ability to actually alter DNA through reverse transcriptase action. Once DNA is changed, it can never be put back to its original form. It is changed forever. Sick of these kids in their 20s, 30s trying to tell me that they know how it works and what it's doing. I'll read that again. Once DNA is changed, it can never be put back to its original form. It is changed forever. The fact has led some people to ask if the mRNA changes our DNA, are we still even human anymore? Others have asked, since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that no one can patent any natural substance, meaning man, but can patent altered substances, does allowing the mRNA alter our DNA make us the property of the company that altered our DNA, meaning whoever stick you took, they can now patent you because your DNA has been altered by their mRNA changing machines. So now they own you. Are we a new product now? Finally, some went so far as to ask, would our Creator, the Most High, even recognize us as his own once our DNA gets altered? It was this question that many people found most troubling because Bible-believing people have been warned for generations about the mark of the beast. Without getting into an unending interpretations of the Bible passages, we simply present what the Bible says. And Satan causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And you're going to sit up here and tell me that what's going on with you can't even go in the store without a mask and a card now has nothing to do with that? We went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to either get it or lose your job. So the Bible points out that the people of the earth will be deceived and will have to accept a mark in order to buy or to sell. What does the world see actually taking place right now with the CJAB? We see people being told they cannot go out, can't go into stores. And what is one of the ingredients in the vax? Luciferase, the name of Lucifer. Yet while a myriad of people, even religious experts, have done all they know how to explain to people that these things are not the mark of the beast, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki let it slip otherwise. During her September 10th press briefing, Psaki, from the podium in the White House briefing room, responded to a reporter's question about Biden's mandates by saying the following. What you heard the president convey yesterday are the next steps he is taking, using every lever of government to reduce sickness, to reduce hospitalizations, and to protect marked people and save more lives. She actually said it, protect the marked. That's it.
Mm. I mean,
oh, I love it when they slip up. People. We're in the tribulation. We're in a stupor. Take care of your business. Most people, when you try to tell them the truth now, it's almost too late. They look at you with a glossed over look and like they're just gone. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself. Take care of your home. And he said if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Mm. It ain't happening over here. Don't let it happen where you are. You think you understand?
No, I'm just taking it all in, you know, and I'm just trying to stay close to the Most High.
All right, that's been our time. Spread the word. Health is wealth. Stay on top of it. Don't give in. Endure until the end. The Most High is alive, watching. And Yeshua, our Christ, is on his way back. It's going to take him to straighten this out. Forget about the money. Take care of your temple. All right, that's been our time.
Peace and blessings.
The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination.